Ball State. They have a Cookeville campus, of course, and they've got a play. It's happening on Monday and Tuesday. It's called Check Please.
Woo!
We got three of the cast members in here. Welcome, guys. And I don't know everybody's name, so we need to start with that. What's your name?
I guess I'm first. Hi, I am Caden Webb. I am a sophomore at Ball State, and I'm honored to be here.
Well, we're
you said your name was
you.
Caden?
Caden.
Caden, nice to meet you. What's your name, sir?
I'm Lucas Flatt, and I am faculty at Ball State, and I'm directing the show.
Oh,
actually.
Okay. See, Sheila, he's faculty.
Yes. Happily, I'm not acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you have before.
I have.
Because you wouldn't be able to direct if you hadn't acted. Well, I guess you could.
He could.
Yeah.
He could.
I do make his job easier, though.
They do.
You go, girl.
My name is Randy Kirby. I'm also a sophomore at Ball State University. I've been helping out with the plays for, I think, 2 years now.
Yeah, this is her second year. Yes. Yeah. And Caden's second.
Yeah. Caden's. So now, and maybe I'm just ignorant to this, but I haven't heard of Ball State doing a play before. So is this where are we at in
Well, I guess Lucas needs to take that one.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, well, so there is a full theater department in the Gallatin campus, but I started one in the Upper Cumberland 3 years ago.
So three years ago, Jason.
Well, so I mean, that's fairly recent. Three years ago, that passes by quick, you know.
I'm just giving him grief, too.
Sure.
Well, no. And so there's a theater at the Ball State in Cookeville, right?
No.
No. Okay.
No, we just set up in our auditorium. And okay.
Cody Hall is where this one's
yes,
going to be.
Yes, it's in Cody Hall in the Cookeville campus.
So when you started it, was there a lot of people that were like, heck yeah, I'm in?
Well, I had my first interest meeting to start doing plays in the fall of 2021, and nobody showed up.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh.
And then we tried it again. And
and then I did.
Yeah. Well, we tried it again in the spring.
Then everybody's like, well.
If you're so persistent.
If Randy's going,
Randy's
I'm going.
If Randy's doing it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had, I tried it again in that spring, and we had six people, and by the time we did the show, we had three left, but that was the first year, but it's grown a lot since then. We had eight or nine people in the show last year, and that many in this this year's show, and we started a theater club, so we can kind of build support for it and get people in the fall. We do the shows in the spring.
Okay. So, Caden, what made you want to get in on this? Like, well, first off, like, what's your plan? I mean, or what's your where are you going to be when you grow up?
Yeah, little Caden.
He should be an actor.
Yeah. Well, I've always loved acting, even since I was a little kid.
Did you do it in elementary school, middle school, and high school? Any or?
I kind of pushed it off in elementary school. I was like, no. And then middle school came, and I had this choir teacher, Miss Mackey. This like, she was a character, and she was like, "You need to be in this play, Wizard of Oz." And I told her, I was like, "No way."
Yeah.
And so I ended up doing it, and she was like, "Oh yeah, so you're just gonna be Scarecrow." And I was thinking I was going to be like a tree or something, but apparently Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz is a pretty big part. And
well, had you never seen Wizard of Oz before?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, it's funny. Is yesterday we had the All Good Middle School was in here yesterday, and they've got a performance of Wizard of Oz this weekend.
Oh.
And I said, have you guys did you watch Wizard of Oz, or did you watch Wizard of Oz because of this? Most of them had at least seen it before. One of them only watched it because she made it to the play.
Yeah, that was me.
And I was, you know,
it's one of my favorite
back in the
movies.
Day,
I haven't read the book.
We were telling them back in the day, the whole family would shut down because it came on once a year on
CBS.
Still
do. I shut everything down. If
and
it comes
you'd
on.
Pop popcorn. The whole family would be there, and you'd sit down and you would watch Wizard of Oz. It was like
and I wanted to be Dorothy.
A yearly thing.
So. Or the Wicked Witch.
I ended up being Scarecrow, which I figured out was supposed to be the dumb one. So. I'm considering it a compliment that, you know, I was given the part, but I ended up doing it. I loved it.
At least you weren't Dorothy.
But in high school, I was part of drama for all 4 years.
Where did you go to high school?
Cookeville High School.
Okay.
Because when you say Miss Mackey, I think it's the Miss Mackey.
It was at Avery Trace.
Okay, yeah. She's great.
I should add that Caden was a star of the speech and forensics team at our Cookeville High School.
Oh, really? Ooh. A star, huh?
That's what I heard.
He's just trying to
kind of. I don't want to sit up here and be like, yeah.
No, do it.
Hey, dude, yeah, let me tell you something.
This is your moment.
Young people, if you can't toot your own horn, whose can you toot?
Nobody's going to toot it for you.
Toot it, my man.
All right, I guess I got to put speech team on the spot. But speech team, I just saw it was an honors class. So yeah. I was like, oh, I have to do it. And I was expecting to be there for maybe, you know, 1 year. And,
right.
And, you know, there's so many classes in high school. And I ended up going to my first tournament, and I was just having fun. It was this piece that I decided to do called The Ninja Bread Man. And people ate it up. People yeah. ate
so
it
to
up.
So to speak. I get you.
Oh, my God.
And towards... the end of the tournament, there's this thing where everyone is called breaking. Mm-hmm. Basically, see if you can get into what is essentially the finals of the tournament. I get into the finals, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll probably get, like, last place. But then awards come up, and then they do they start from lowest to highest. So it'll be, like, sixth place, and they'll give, like, a clap. And it was around, like, third place, and I wasn't picked yet, and I was like, holy cow. and then second was announced, and it wasn't me.
Oh, my God.
And so there was all these other people in the auditorium, and I saw my team, and they were shouting, and I couldn't hear anymore.
Yeah.
It was just it was just an out-of-body experience.
That's
and
great.
I got first place in my first tournament.
Yay!
And wow. And so Shane Cunningham, the drama teacher over there mm-hmm. at Cookeville High School, never lets me forget it.
What a great dude that guy is.
Yeah.
Would you forget it, though?
Yeah.
How could you?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. But I love it. I love drama.
Randy, but. what about you? How did you get started into this? Are you from here as well? Or?
Oh, yeah. I am from here.
She said, oh, yeah.
I've been here all my life. But with drama, I had always been told that I could definitely be in a play or something,
mm-hmm.
like in elementary school, middle school. They were like, yeah, this kid needs to go to that community theater yeah. place.
Right. She talks too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I get it. I'm there with you.
But,
I'm not throwing any stones.
Oh, no, I know. But, like, I mean, hey, every time you open your mouth, people laugh. I mean, what other choice do you have but to start entertaining?
That's right.
But,
I had Randy in my freshman composition class last year, and she struck me as someone who could do it. And mm-hmm. I asked her to come out for the show, and she did a great job, and she's doing a great job this year.
Away from her side gig of stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you for noticing. Actually, I do have a I'm joking. But,
So, I mean, did you do through middle school and high school as well?
In high school is when I started actually getting into it in my mm-hmm. drama classes and such. But then college is where I started actually acting in plays and
uh-huh.
stuff. Like, my first play was the one that was it a semester or was it 2 semesters ago?
2 semesters ago. It was
two
last
semesters
spring.
Ago. Mm-hmm. Last spring, yes. The 10 Ways to survive a
zombie apocalypse.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds like a fun
yeah.
one.
Oh, it was fun getting sacrificed by all my trusted colleagues.
Exactly.
I did what the script told me to.
And I'm glad I did what the script told me to, too. I was a zombie at the end. I got to grab a hold of him.
Oh, yeah.
While he was trying to run away at the end.
The title is Check, Please. So exactly what is this about? I guess we'll let Lucas, the director, tell us about that.
Sure.
The synopsis.
Sure, yeah. It's a delightful, it's 30 minutes, it's a one act, and it's about a young man and a young woman who go on a series of blind dates that you think can't get any worse until they do. That's
okay.
The official tag for the book.
So our guests...
I didn't write that.
I guess
that was good, though.
You two are blind daters? I mean, how does
No, they're the dates.
They're the dates.
Yeah.
I was going to say you could say that, because technically, yes, but...
Do you want to describe what you do, or do you want me
Absolutely
to
not. You go first.
Okay.
Remember, she's about to pass out.
Right, right.
We're rooting for that, by the way. It'd be great for our ratings if we had somebody
pass
out.
We don't want her to hit her head.
Well, I'll catch you.
Notoriety.
Praying for my
They'll come
health
to the play to see if
and
you're
happiness
all right.
That's right, yeah.
In the play, I play essentially these... three characters essentially coming to date. There's a straight man and a straight girl, and they're kind of like the only normal part of the play, and then everything else is just their dates being weird.
And weirder and weirder as it goes.
Contrary to popular belief, I am not a weird person. However, certain parts I have had to play in this play might make you think otherwise. There's Lewis, who is a jock that never listens.
Can we get a little of the Lewis voice?
Yeah, we want to hear Lewis.
Yeah, I want to hear Lewis.
And now, Lewis.
I got to get into the character, guys.
Poof, you're Lewis the jock.
All right, give me a line. I need a line.
Leno. Remember Leno?
Oh, man. Oh, Leno. You like Leno? Oh, another line. So how long have you lived in the city?
I like it. I like it, man.
Very jockish.
Yeah.
It's even better in context.
Oh, yeah, and there's next up Kent, the creepiest person in the play by far. I don't know why you picked me to play him, but I do the best I can.
It's a little too real. It's an obsessive creep.
Like creep as in weird, or creep that he makes the date feel uncomfortable?
Both.
Okay. All right.
Both.
I was about to say yes.
Yeah. Right. Comes in, whatever she wants, he's just like... goes from 0 to 100. She wants shrimp, he got it. She wants to leave, she can't. Not with him.
I was about to say.
But it's a fun show. It's a fun show.
She leaves the table, he goes with
fun.
Her.
It's all
Is
all
it
good
challenging time. To play three different people in one play? Or do you like that?
It has definitely pushed me for sure. Mm-hmm. But I enjoy it because what the play does, and it's very good about it, is they split up the characters so well that you can't not get invested. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm reading the script, like, yeah, Ken, he's a creep, but in the day, he's the creep I gotta play.
and heart of gold.
I love it.
Creep with the heart of gold.
Yeah.
Heart of gold is questionable.
Yeah. Your intentions, questionable execution.
Yeah. The last character, and I know I'm talking a lot, I promise, I only need 20 minutes, is Manny, who I describe as the nerd, is scared of everything and anything, walking down the street. I don't know if there's a phobia for it, but he probably has it.
It's a real Jerry Lewis thing, although I don't think Caden.
So the jock's the best option for this lady.
You would think.
Yeah.
If he would listen, I think he has the best out of everyone else to like.
Well, all right. Well, Randy, what about you? Tell us about your characters.
The five of them.
The five of them.
You play five characters. Five. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Talk about challenging.
Oh, you get used to it after the fifth wardrobe change. I'm joking. I don't know if I should describe all my. Do we want to describe
all
of them?
I don't know. Give us a couple.
Give us a couple.
Okay. Who would be good out of all of them? Oh, should I mention the last part?
No spoilers. Melanie's. You start with Melanie.
Okay. Well, yes. Technically, I want to segue here. Technically, I have five parts, but the fourth part is basically five more parts.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Her name is Linda. She has several personalities. And she's a really sweet girl once you get past her mom and her dad and her...
Monkey.
I didn't know if I wanted to say that.
That's been a steadfast rule. Never trust a Linda with a monkey.
A Linda with a monkey,
yeah.
Because those are common.
Right.
Words to live by.
Yeah.
But yeah, and you want me to bring up Melanie? She's this football obsessed, overly country woman.
Maybe she could hook up with the jock.
Well, yeah.
That makes sense.
The Bears. I don't know if...
Bears are awesome, man.
Yeah, see?
But it's the Titans.
Yeah.
Oh, you one of them. All righty then. She goes through a whole character arc in the one scene, and it's frightening.
Mm. All right. Now, is there a cost to get in to watch?
Absolutely not. It is
really?
Free to the public, 7 p.m. It's Monday the 22nd, Tuesday the 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Cookeville campus, free to the public.
And being only 30 minutes, I mean, sometimes you get, and I call it roped in, to go into a performance or something, and you didn't, I've done this where I didn't read enough about it to know what it was about, and then I think it's over, and that's just the intermission.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what?
No, it is truly over.
Yeah. So
I can so see that happening with you. Oh, well, they're done. Let's go. Oh, I don't know why it ended like that.
They turn the lights on. I'm like, that's a horrible ending. And then
they come over the intercom. 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes. I'm like, what? What's going
on here?
He doesn't
stay long enough for that. He's out.
Yeah. Yeah, they should never let me have an intermission. But now, I do come back and I do watch it all. I love live performances. I think they're great, and to watch something live like that happen, and then you guys hit all your marks and say all your lines and keep the story going. Because, or if you mess up, but then the audience doesn't know. To me, that's even more impressive than actually getting it right on the first try.
You know, well, I mean, that's happened.
Being live is a whole lot better.
Yeah,
as we are right now.
Right. So, I mean, so there's other people in this performance.
Oh, yeah.
But are you two like the main characters, or is it? Well, I mean, I say main characters. You play what, eight between you? So,
sort of.
I mean, out of those, you would think one of them would be the main character.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who you would call the main characters. We do have Whitney Voigt playing Girl. She's on all the. You know, all the blind dates, and then Co Vanderhoosen plays Guy, and he's on all the dates with Randy. Did I say it wrong?
I mean,
it's Van Hooser, but
I
that's
knew
fine.
I would get that wrong.
You can call
I called him
the
yesterday
main antagonists
to check that.
Yeah,
Well, am I really the villain here? I was just trying to.
We're the reason.
I think you'll remember Randy and Caden most probably after the show.
All is fair in love and war.
Yeah. So being at Ball State and trying to get this program going, I mean, obviously a successful run here would make it more interesting to other students. Is that kind of what you're trying to accomplish?
Yes. Yeah, we're trying to give students at our campus more to do, try to enrich the humanities at our campus, and, you know, give students something to do outside of class.
Right, yeah. I mean, going to class is important.
Sure.
And all that, but, you
let's
know,
face it, this is the fun stuff.
Well, I mean, I think it's what makes people well-rounded, you know, and I think that's just as important as any education you could get, being well-rounded.
I've been parts of the school, then in the place. Yeah. I'm not well-rounded, but hey, I hope y'all become.
Yeah.
and you know, it's a very DIY performance, and they're helping me with everything. Mm-hmm. They do the tech,
awesome,
the costumes, the lighting.
Wow.
Like, we do it all ourselves. We don't, you know, with kind of minimal facilities, but we make it work and we put on a nice show.
It's called Check Please. It's April 22nd and 23rd. It's at 7 o'clock, Cody Hall on the Cookeville campus of Ball State. Sounds awesome. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. We appreciate
it.
Thanks for
having
us. And I'm glad you didn't pass out, even though I was slightly rooting for it.
No, thank you. The grapes actually helped.
All right.
Despite
you're welcome.
Prey on my downfall, of course.